Blog Talk Radio.
Just playing with them on this one, yeah.
Like the way I make your back beat, they going deeper while I break your back in, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Slow motion when we do it, ain't no need for rushing. Baby girl, don't worry, yeah, we locked in, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that you like the way I make your back beat. She like the way I put it in. Slow motion when we fucking up a minute. Yeah, she never felt this way about a nigga. Melting like chocolate, way I play the milk. Huh, don't really bite for baby, maybe nip. I wanna be the one to make you shake and shift. Yeah, just keep on going till you hit your peak. Legs feeling loose, got your body weak. Huh,
know that you like the way I make your back beat. They going deeper while I break your back in, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Slow motion when we do it, ain't no need for rushing. Baby girl, don't worry, yeah, we locked in, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sandra, the Sandra Williams Blog Radio Talk Show Celebrities. How you guys doing? Listen, my celeb is on here. I'm going to let y'all finish hearing that song. We're going to hear it at the end of the interview, okay? No, he did not say. Did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear a little bit of that? All right, slow motion, ladies. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now, we're going to talk to you in just a second because we're going to find out what all that's about, okay? Hold on here. Y'all ready? My celebrity's on right now. Hold on for just a second. How are you doing, Chris Brown from New York City? What's up? Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. And another thing I want to say, people that was on Facebook, I got y'all showed up and showed out for me. I appreciate that. All the love. I want to tell Tyler, thank you. She's from, I want to say North Carolina somewhere. Yeah, but I just want to thank you so very much. Listen, I'm going to thank y'all later. Let me talk to my celebrity. Y'all got me on here with all that nonsense. Hold on. Here we go. Mr. Knowledge.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. I want to thank you so much for coming on my show. I do appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you for having me here.
Oh, listen, we're going to have a good time. So, what I normally start off with, and I'm going to get into some of the greatness, you know, because I know you got a lot of stuff you want to talk about, is before we get started, tell everybody where you originally came from.
Hi, I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a real country boy.
That's really far, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right above Texas, Louisiana.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, when we get into it, I want to tell you I was telling your manager somebody that I thought that you looked like, but somebody had already said it, and I said, that's who it is, but I'm going to tell you about that in just a second, okay? yeah. So anyway,
I look like somebody.
You want to hear it now, Knowledge?
No, I don't want to hear it right now. You can say it. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later? Okay. So
yeah,
listen. Are you laughing? So listen. The song that just heard, which we didn't hear all of it, but we're going to get to of that at the end because I want to let everybody hear every last little bit of it. When it first came on, it was just... It almost seemed like sensual, sexy sort of kind of to the females. Then it went into your rapping, and when I listened to it, it said slow motion. I knew what it kind of meant, but then you went into the song, right?
Right.
When you did you write that song?
Yes, ma'am, I wrote it.
Tell me about it. Tell us about it. We want to hear about it. When you wrote that,
okay.
You tell
when
us what you were thinking
song,
of.
When I wrote this song, I was actually in a relationship. So, therefore, I was kind of, you know, in my love box at that time, you know. So though what you hear in that song is just, you know, how I felt about the lady that I was dealing with at that time.
Oh, okay. Well, we didn't get to the whole song. I always put
yes,
a little
ma'am.
Bit of it on to tease everybody at the beginning, and then at the end, everybody get a chance to hear the whole thing. So I guess we will hear everything about that relationship in a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of nasty within relationships, you know. You only get nasty for your partner now.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You sounding all. I got to tell you something. I'm way older than you. And guys, don't y'all cooking me out over here. But I don't know. Now it's sounding a little sexy over there, ladies. I tell you. Is that your real voice? Or are you trying to be?
Yes,
sexy?
Ma'am. It is my real voice.
Okay. All right. All right, ladies.
I like
Bill
White. I always idolize Bill White. You know how he just used to. You know,
okay.
Talk to the ladies.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm sure you're dealing with that, I tell you. But anyway, listen, let's get into some of the things that you have done and some of the things that you're doing and where you're going at with everything. Now,
yes, ma'am.
Guys, yeah, there were some other record songs that your manager sent me, and oh, my God, one of them just choked me. I mean, in a fabulous way. We'll get to that in a little bit. When did you start wanting to be a rapper?
Well, this journey has been going on since I was 14. I'm 30 now.
Okay.
Like, my mama bought me a DJ set, and it just went from there. Like, I got a microphone, and it went from me DJing to actually making the music, you know. So, yeah, I've been doing this since I was 14.
At what age, what age did you did a full song? Now, you're saying that you started at 14. Did you start writing your stuff at 14?
Yeah, I started writing myself at 14. Now, as far as making full song, that was like freestyling and stuff with 14. As far as making like a full song, about a year in, I started getting the concept of making hooks and staying on subject of their hook, you know, and how to express myself in a different way.
Mm-hmm. And so, okay, now we're 14 years old. We're making beats. At that time, was you serious about music? Or you was
no,
just...
No, ma'am.
You was just like... Tell us about that, because I don't want to speak for you. Tell us about it.
See, at this, even my attitude towards music at this time is the same as it was when I was 14 and 15. Like, I'm doing music to express my emotions, my feelings. So I don't really care if a person likes it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting it out there just in case somebody else feels what I feel or been through what I've been through.
Mhm. And that's kind of the best music to write. It's as if somebody's writing a movie.
Right.
I have to back you up with that, because my first four movies that I wrote, which one has has only been on, I wrote them better because it was about, you know, from my life. So I definitely understand that. You know what I'm saying?
When people listen to my music, they're listening to journal entries. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff that I jotted down in my journal, and I just made a hook with it, and I put it to a beat. I build a beat around it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm giving people a personal insight on me.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to know me, you can listen to my music.
That's a good way of putting it. So let's say you're at 14. So now you're at 20. Now you're at 20 years old.
Yeah.
Let's fast forward to 20. When you was 20 okay. years old, where was you at with your music at that time? And I know that pretty much everything you write about yourself, but tell me, where was you at with it at that time?
20. By 20, I have a viral song on YouTube at 20, because I've been on YouTube since Soulja Boy cranked it. So by then I have a viral song on YouTube. I'm doing shows within my city, and I'm making sort of major connections. Like, people that have major connections, I'm making those connections within my city.
Mm-hmm. And did you get when you getting connections and things of that nature? What did you find out about the industry a little bit? Can you take us in there a little bit and tell us what did you find out about
the industry? I just found out that the only person really that cares about you in the industry is you.
Ooh.
Being honest, so like, I'm a person that is pride on being independent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you can sign to a label, but sign to a label for a distribution deal. Don't sign to a label on a 360 on to where they own rights to your stuff. No. Like, that's where I'm at, far as, and that's what I through my journeys, I have figured that out about the industry. You better off doing it by yourself.
Have you ever opened up for a major artist?
The artist that I opened up for, the biggest artist I've opened up for was ME. He came out with a kind of club song. I can't remember exactly what the name of the song is now, but it was... Like, this was 2016-17.
Oh, okay. Yes. If you can, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry. My apologies. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, I've been in and out of, I've been in trouble, in and out, so my actions have been spotted. Now I'm situated and I've overgrown everything. So, I'm getting everything back to where it's a solid foundation, and I'm building now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. Is it okay to talk about that a little bit? You said you've been in and out of trouble. And
yeah.
I don't want to go too deep, but the reason why I would love to talk about it, and maybe you can give us a little insight on it, is somebody can be listening that can help their child, or maybe a grown person. It don't matter who it is. Now, when you said
I love talking about this situation.
Well, great. Okay, so let's talk about how you got in that trouble and how you got out of it.
Okay, I got in this trouble by trying to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sum of what I figured out. You know what I'm saying? Is that I was trying to fit in. I was trying to be my surroundings, but I was not my surroundings.
Mm.
And the way that I got out is by realizing that and changing my surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped me get more
father. Father, say that last part again.
And be greater. Ma'am?
Say that last part again. I didn't hear you.
Oh, I had to change my surroundings. When I figured that out, I changed my surroundings, and I got better.
Okay. In the mix of changing your surroundings, was there anybody the people that you might have been hanging out with, did they have any help in you wanting to change yourself, or you thought that up and said to yourself, you did it alone?
No, nobody around me. See, you gotta understand, Little Rock, Arkansas is I call it where the crabs in the buckets live. Nobody really wants to see you thrive outside your area. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to see you do better. So to have to do better, you have to remove yourself.
And may I ask, is this is your ages of like 20s and what? Up in
this is my 20s. Like, I'm just now, this mindset just hit when I turned 30. It's my whole 360. It's a whole 360. Like, you're talking to a whole new being.
Well, you know what? I think that the 30s is the best time. I'm glad you changed, because this is your best time. You're going to put out your best music now.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, don't you agree? I think that this is when you're going to put out the best music you ever could put out, or it would get better, you know? So within state, huh?
No, I'm disagreeing with you.
Oh, okay. Within saying that knowledge, where did you get the name Knowledge from?
To be honest, okay, I started off, my rap career started off, I was Trap Dog. I was a trapper.
Right.
And I started talking to a couple people, and it was like, man, like, you, the stuff you really talk about is way more than that box you put yourself in.
Right.
And I was like, well, I told them, I said, well, my name's Trap, so I can't talk about nothing else but selling dope and doing this and this. So I went to sleep one night and I prayed on it. I said, God, I wanna make you proud.
Mm-hmm.
And what I put out on in this universe,
mm-hmm,
through my music. So you give me my name. And I woke up with that name. That name was just in my head the next morning.
Ooh.
Like, Knowledge Quote. So I kept it.
Interesting story. Interesting.
Yes, God, I feel like God gave me that name, because I don't know where it came from.
Ooh. Well, that's pretty good. So, right now, if you can choose someone to work with. Now, when I say that, and I'm going to put the celebrity on the end, I'm not just talking about celebrities that, you know, make millions or anything like that. It can be someone where you live at, or it can be another local celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, name some people, if any at all, that you would work with right now.
Right now? The only person I feel like is on my vibration is Kevin Gates. Like, I would want to sit down with him and actually, like, chill, talk to him, and, you know, and create. Because I know whatever we create is gonna change the masses. That's really the only person I'm feeling in the industry, or just really, period.
Now, I got to say something about that. I have the highest respect for Kevin Gates, more than a whole lot of other rappers out there. He is one of the most honest, in-your-face persons I've ever seen on the internet, you know, on an interview, if you would. So I definitely understand where you're coming from. So tell me a little bit about Kevin Gates. You told me just now, but I'm going to calm myself down so you can get your stuff out. And see that. I'm excited. I get more excited than y'all. I love y'all. I love my celebrities. I swear I do. Like, y'all, oh, my God. Y'all are so beautiful. I love you guys. But anyway, you said Kevin Gates. Now, for anybody that may or may not have heard that, why would you want to work with Kevin Gates?
Because I know it would be more of a training experience instead of just a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that is a legend. He's a legend. To be granted to the access to be on the song with a legend, that's a blessing.
That is definitely a blessing.
You know,
say that last part.
I just said, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. Is there anybody else besides Kevin Gates?
At this time, no. I have not seen anybody else that I would want to work with.
You said no.
I'm being real.
I like that a lot. You said no.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the queen of what you said, you
myself. I do a feature with myself. Hey, I got off the egos. I changed his name.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. The alter ego thing. Wow. Wow. I tell you what, you just, okay, so 20, let's hit to the late 20s. When you went from 20 all the way to now you being 30, you still have been doing music and things like that?
Yes, I always do music. I got a lot of stuff out. I got a lot of music out. It's not on all platforms, you know what I'm saying? Like this album that I'm promoting. I didn't really, to be honest, I really didn't, I took music serious. I did it. It was fun. People paid me to do shows and stuff like that, but I really wasn't caring about it like that until last year once my brother passed away, and this was what his dream was. And me just being a producer on the end, I was like, you know what? Well, I'm going to get back behind the mic and take it serious and just do it for my brother and see where it go. You know, I'm here. I'm on your show.
Oh, God, thank you. And I'm so glad you're here. You're so brutally honest, and I love that. I love that. I love that brutally honest stuff about you. A lot of people would have said Kevin Gates, but they would have added on and just pretend that there were others.
No, I ain't had nobody else. Because to be honest, I'm not friendly.
You're not?
No, I'm not really friendly. I'm really not.
That's okay.
Well, I'm friendly to people with good spirits, high vibration. Let me say that. But everybody ain't on a high vibration. Your vibration is beautiful. When my manager was on your stuff, I was like, yeah, let me be on her show.
I thank you so much, too. And she brags about you so much. She really does. And she was good to the day. But, I got to tell you something. I was like, my daughter, you know, she does all my engineering and everything. And she, you know, Mama, you ready? I said, I'm ready, baby. I'm ready, okay? I'm more worse than y'all. I be wowing. listen, knowledge, come on. I be wowing. I be ready. I be pumped up. You should see me. You would think, okay, listen, guys, you would think that I am on something, okay? And I don't even smoke, drink, or nothing. No smoke, no drink. There's nothing wrong with it, y'all. Do your thing. But this is just me, baby. This is just the energy. I love it, you know? And I love the stories and the things that you guys, you know, telling and are telling. So, Knowledge, what shows, we wouldn't really know, you know, exactly where we're at, but where are some of the shows? Where, you know, when you did your shows, where are some of the shows? Did you do that in your town, out of town?
I've done it as, you know, so when I first started, it was more like house parties. And then in my 20s, it moved to, well, when I turned 18, it moved to, like, we had teenage clubs, in Little Rock. And it was called, J&J's. Yeah, so I did a couple shows there. I did a show at a club in Little Rock called Elevation. Mm-hmm. I've done a show at a club in Little Rock called 420. Like, 420 was like my club. Like, I did a lot of shows at 420.
Okay. I mean, and that's in your area where you live at now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I have ventured, as far as doing shows, I have not ventured out of where I stayed, but I have spread my music everywhere though, because I move everywhere.
Oh, okay. Like different locations, or when you say move, you're talking like move from one place to another and stay there maybe a year or two, or you're just talking about in regards to your shows?
Yeah, move, like stayed in Houston for 2 years. I stayed in Dallas for one. I done stayed in Illinois
for a couple months. I pick up and go. When it comes to this music, I pick up and go.
That's some great loyalty.
I'm that passionate about my craft. You know, if I feel like it's the opportunity there, I'm gone.
That is wonderful. I like hearing that. I really do. I like hearing that. A lot of people, you know, few people that I know would actually get up and go. Some people just stay stuck where they at, you know, but some people definitely would just get up and go as your manager.
It's opportunity.
Exactly.
It's an opportunity.
Exactly.
You can't miss opportunity. You got to take chances and risk in this life, you know. That's how you get the great blessings that God got for you.
Mm-hmm. So
you
got to
take that leap of faith.
Exactly. I want to ask this question because for any of you guys that are listening, we talked about Kevin Gates, you know, about him being that one that you would definitely want to sit down with, talk with, and want to do a feature with and all that good stuff. But my question is this. If someone was to ask you to come to Charleston, where I'm at right now, and, you know, they want you to do a show or a movie or whatever, does that, you wanting to see Kevin Gates blocks anything, or no, you would come, you know?
I would pick up for that opportunity.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear, because I know a lot of people out here in Charleston, South Carolina, do they think, but anyway, you know, if you came here and you gave me a little...
I feel like, okay, if a person has a good vibe, you know, I just, like I explained earlier, I really don't like nobody, you know what I'm saying? But if they own a good vibration, then I will deal with them, you know what I'm saying? But I just protect my energy.
Right.
You know, that's it. It's not that I won't mess with nobody. It's just I prefer not to, because I don't know where their energy is at.
Right. I got you. So let me ask you this. Do you feel that your I want to go now to your late 20s, to your age right now, to the age that you are right now, okay? Do you feel like you're at your best with your rap now?
I feel like I'm at my pinnacle right now. I'm at that peak, and it's only going up here. Like, I'm still recording, and everything else that I'm recording right now, it sounds beautiful.
Right.
You know, like, God has blessed me with wisdom and a couple trials, so everything that comes out is the gospel.
Okay. Well, what about I know you're 30 years old, but let's just say somebody got a basketball game going on somewhere in knowledge. Is that somewhere where you would consider, you know, doing a rap, you know, show at? Like a basketball show? Okay. I'm just trying to make it clear, because I definitely want people to understand, you know, I'm just getting these questions in so they can get it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, know that. Yeah you would?
I'm open to do shows wherever, you know. If they want me there, I'm gonna get there. Yeah, of course. I mean, that's how independent artists make money anyway. You know what I'm saying? Through shows. So yeah, I'm down for that.
Fantastic! I like that. So now let's get to some other stuff. Let's just say. And you've already answered the question, but if there was a movie that was coming out, okay, and someone wanted to give you the leading starring role, would you jump on it, or it depends?
No, I would jump on it. That's an opportunity. I told you. Now you got to take chances in this life to receive the blessings that God got for you. I wouldn't dismiss that blessing right there.
Wow. I like that. I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Yeah,
I really do.
It's a thousand ways to get money out here. You got to be in every avenue. You hear me?
Okay, now, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Okay, so let's say, you know, you coming down, they will pay for your flight to come. They
mm-hmm.
will get your Airbnb to come. They would make sure, you know, food is in the Airbnb that you would be in. But it's a no pay, first time leading starring role. Would you come to something like that?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because everything is, it sounds like everything is taken care of. So that means you appreciate me and my presence.
That's wonderful. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. I don't know if you got a book right there or you knew me or something from way before and saying all of, I don't know, you're coming up with some great answers here on knowledge. You really is.
I'm knowledge now. I'm knowledgeable.
Wow. I like that. I really do like that. So, okay, so now let's get back to the music just a little bit.
Okay.
Do you want to become rich, famous, rich? Nice?
I want to become wealthy. That's it. At this point in my life, in this 30, I'm just thinking about generational wealth. That's all I'm putting out. I'm putting out music to create generational wealth. I want to be able to make sure my kids is okay. You know, I don't care about being famous. I'm going to do my videos. They're going to see my face. But I don't care about none of that. I just want generational wealth. That's it.
Okay. And how long, like when you get into the business, you're already
mm-hmm.
in it now. But I'm talking about when you're able to make moves and, you know, you see money coming through and all that good stuff. Would you be somebody that would consider investing in certain things?
That's the point.
Gotcha.
See, I have an LLC myself. My LLC is called Hustle Tree Family. Now, my main idea is to be, you know, at the time of me starting this idea, I did not know that someone was already creating it. You know, R.I.P. Nipsey, but it's the same concept, the same platform that he put down. It's the same platform that my business is built around. You know, just creating avatars, basically, like building people to be the greatest them. Like if they like doing one thing, I'm gonna invest in them, and they can do that one thing. You know what I'm saying? That's a trick.
Yeah.
That's something that's branching out from my business. Like it starts a corporation, Black Wall Street, and I ain't gonna say no more.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you said that because that was very wonderful and was very simple. And how come I'm gonna agree with you 100% with that is because I did the same thing with this talk show. You know, I had millionaires on my talk show. You know what I'm saying? But what I wanted to do is what I'm doing right now, Knowledge, is have people that may not be a millionaire but still be on the same show with millionaires. So when we started it, yeah, exactly. That's what I did. You know, the Kevin Hollister, I had so many millionaires on this show. But, it wasn't like I put you know, Rakim on, and then a local celebrity didn't come, and that's exactly the way I did it. I went back and forth, and people was just so happy that there was a platform that they can be on with celebrities, you know, so they don't have to, well, some people got different reasons for what they would feel, different things, but at the same time, I just want to say I'm just so happy that I did that, and RIP to Nipsey as well, because yes, Nipsey did do that. He was on his way, of doing greatness for us.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm so sad that he's gone. Huh?
Yeah, that's real sad. You know, he was gonna build something real beautiful.
Yeah, but
took
we got
him
you
away.
Now.
Yeah.
We got
I'm
you
here.
Now, Knowledge.
Yes, ma'am. And all I got is wisdom to give. Either they take it or they just leave it there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, I got you. Okay. Okay. So, I do want to tell you, let's get into this part real quick. Oh, one thing, guys, since I have been talking, y'all know how I go. I talk a lot. I talk the whole 2 hours. I do it all the time, y'all, with my sonies. I don't play. I go on and on and on. I get to the last minute, okay? But if anybody want to ask a question, just please, you know, y'all know how to do it. You know how to do it. Put the hand up. I see it. And you can ask a question as of now. You can sit and listen to me in knowledge. You can sit and ask a question. You can put it on my chat. I'll read it out to them. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. Okay, Chris, thanks for staying on. I appreciate you.
I know I sound like a grizzly. I don't bite. I apologize if I sound aggressive.
Oh, listen, knowledge. Let me
yes,
tell
ma'am.
You, people, no, don't say that. Listen, I got I'm from New York, and people call me aggressive so much. But I think what overthink minds is that I'm so, you know, uppity all the time and energy is all the time till people just, oh, my God, she's crazy. You know, they can care about all the rest of that stuff. But I love your honesty. I love that you being, you know, that you who you are. And, you know, whoever don't like it, just call them. They can hang up, you know.
I can't be somebody else being somebody else. Make me feel real awkward. I said, I can't be nobody else. I said, being somebody else going to make me feel real awkward.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I need to tell you who me and the young lady, I'm not going to call her that because she asked me not to, so I'm not going to. But I think you look a little bit like the baby.
The baby?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's true. That's what we think.
Man, you know what? It's only the grill.
Huh? That's it. There you go.
It's only the grill.
That's it. And you know what? I didn't get. Let me tell you. I am so all of. I love this. Okay, let's. Oh, knowledge. Let's go with this interview. Listen, my daughter, she couldn't push you down in, so you can see. I've not yet seen a full picture. So the grill part is what got me. That's what got me. I think that's what got her too. You know, and I'm not saying that because you're saying that, because I'm with you. I'll speak my mind now, but
yeah,
no, I just didn't look at the grill.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, and the smile.
There you go.
He got a big smile. I got a big smile. I can understand. That's why I said I'll take that one on the chin, the smile.
Thank you. It wasn't the look so much, it was the smile. Yeah, it was not the look. I know why you said the baby. I know why you said that,
but anyway. It's females out here in love with the baby. It's females out here in love with the baby. It's all right.
Say that again.
I said it's females out here in love with the baby. It's all right.
I got to tell you, no, we didn't say it for that reason. It was, I think it was more of the, you know, the smile and all that kind of stuff. Now,
you look
like him because your heads are shaped different, but I didn't get a chance because some of it got cut off inside the flyer. I would love to see a full picture of you.
I added you and everything. You just got to add me back, man. You get all the inside, everything. You see
well,
my
you
babies
know what?
And everything.
If you added me, I got to tell you something. I probably didn't know who you was, and I probably just
put my name. My name, Knowledge Quote, though.
Okay. I thought that was your stage name.
No, that's my name. Until ain't nobody going to know my other name until this name gets as big as it's supposed to be.
Okay. Okay. Who did someone tell you look like?
Did somebody tell me I look like Fly?
Yeah, was there anybody that you was compared to?
Fly.
Who?
Fly.
Who is that?
You
oh, Fly! Fly! Oh, the rapper! Oh, you know what? That would have been one, too. I have, you know what? I don't know why I didn't think of him. Oh, I love him. Believe it or not, I do. He is hilarious.
Yeah.
Fly's be cracking me up. He is hilarious. Yeah. So, yeah, that is another one. That's probably more closer. Yeah, yeah. I would have to go along with that one.
I haven't heard that one a lot. You know, I just take it on the chin and smile. I'd be compared to people. I'd rather be myself.
Well, as soon as we get off our interview and everything, I'm going to go and see, you know, you might look like somebody else to me. I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
but and let me tell you why. I'm saying this on my radio show. Everybody in Charleston here knows how I go. And they know something I don't do is play games. So I'm going to say this. There's somebody that I know. However, I'm going to get it to your manager first. I will never disrespect her. So I'll get it to her first. I think that kind of... never that.
That's my homie, man. Shout out to Kendra now. Kendra, she puts up with my mess. You hear me?
Kendra is so dope.
Because I'm not an easy person to put up with, but she did with me, so I really appreciate her.
Oh, wow. She is amazing. She is so dope. She is a go-getter.
Yeah.
You hear me? But, so this is going to be good. Okay, so I know somebody that have a movie that's coming up. They told me the idea already. And they looking for a leading guy, you know? So that's why I asked you if you would come to Charleston, if somebody was to put up your R&B and make sure you had food in there and give you, you know, make sure you had traveling money coming down here, but, like, you don't get paid for the gig. But, you know, if you're starting out, I want to say first, if that's okay.
All opportunities still got sent, no matter, you know. Money is temporary anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
So you gotta sacrifice to gain.
Exactly.
You gotta start somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Guys, don't forget, if you want to say something, you can. You don't have to just sit and listen. You are so welcome to put your hand up and say anything that y'all would like to say, or ask me a question, ask him a question, or more my celebrity, not me, my celebrity. Ask him a question if you need to, okay? But thank y'all for staying on. I appreciate it. And I'm going to get with her. And I think I might have mentioned it to her. I don't know if I did, I think. And if I didn't, I will. And I'll let her tell you about it, but I just wanted to let you just kind of throw it out there all over here to let y'all know this is you're the first person that I thought about with it.
Thank you.
Yeah, with that movie, you're the first person. I didn't know you with the other ones, but this one is somebody that I know that may be very interested. Yeah, and, you know, putting you in. I think that would be great if your manager looks over everything and see everything and, oh, man. I gotta do a little souping up to Kendra for this one.
I gotta
soup Kendra up a little bit, you know?
Because she is very possessive.
I think it would be so exciting.
Very possessive. If it's not right, she is not going to bring it to me.
You got that right. She don't play no games. I got to give it up to Kendra. Well, she plays no games. So you're right. Yeah, but I'll get it to her, and then she can talk to you about it, you know. Let's move on with that. I just wanted to let you know I thought about you during this interview, and I love what you're talking about. I love the fact that you don't play, and I like that. I like that in any person, girl, guy, you know, I like that you do not play, and that's good. But, you want to get your business going, but... You know, you're not here for anyone to like you, you know, and I appreciate, I can do nothing but appreciate that, you know. Okay, so listen, if there's something, you know, that you want to talk about, just go ahead and talk, but I just be getting them questions in. You can go along with your manager, but wait a minute. Oh, no, you didn't. Not you. Okay, head go to chat room. Are you single?
Am I single?
Yeah, that's what they asked me.
At this moment, yes, I am. I'm very single. I'm not entertaining nobody.
Okay, y'all heard that? Or you, young lady? Okay. Hold on. Anything else? I'm going to sit right here. Anything else? You got a few shakes, guys. Oh, You on the phone? You want to talk to him? Okay. I have a chat room that I can. They can hear me, but y'all can't hear them because it's mute. Mm. Okay. Okay. Anyway, she said no. She didn't want to talk. She just wanted to know if you were single. She looked. You remember when you said your? You remember when you told me your name? She went on your page.
She went on my page.
Did you go on his page? Wait a minute. Oh, she seen the flyer. She seen the flyer. You know what? You're getting confused with these celebrities. And listen, Knowledge, tell these chicks, okay, don't confuse you with the celebrities because you're not like them. You.
I'm not like them. Mm-mm.
Okay?
They not like me.
Don't get it confused, y'all. They'll see somebody look like a celebrity and thinking that when you get with them, that no. Have you been listening to this interview, girl? You know? But anyway, okay, so let's go to this. What I would like to do is for you, and I know you said there wasn't a whole lot, but tell us some of the medias that people can go on and find you.
I have an album that's on all streaming platforms right now. It's called Progress, the mixtape. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, really wherever, YouTube, wherever you can find music, that album is there. Now, the album that I'm promoting right now, I'm having problems with distribution right now. They tripping on me about my beats and everything. So it's right now the Sorry Not Sorry 2 is only on YouTube. They tried to take away like 2 songs and said I couldn't put it out, and I said, okay, well, I'm not gonna distribute this one like I did all of them. I'm gonna just do strictly YouTube. I'm gonna see how these views do. And if the labels come and they wanna talk, then we can talk about getting that distributed through that label. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at with it. But I'm really everywhere. You look up Knowledge Quote right now, Google Knowledge Quote, I'm gonna pop up. You
okay,
look
so
up Hustle Street Family LLC, I'm gonna pop up.
Okay, and there's any they can go on Facebook, you said, and you said YouTube?
Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, wherever you listen to music. Knowledge Quote, something from Knowledge Quote is on there.
Okay. And that's all the media that they can go out. Is that all the media that they can?
Yeah. Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. It's ACF Knowledge on Instagram. Facebook is just Knowledge Quote. I'm going to be the only person to pop up.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, young lady. Listen, you guys. Knowledge, I'm about to say something.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're a grown man, so you should be able to take this. But I promise you. Oh, yeah. Guys, I'm over 60. Okay, I'm over 60. I want y'all to listen to this really good. Yeah, we're going to continue.
Uh-huh.
But I'm over 60, guys, and I'm not ashamed of it. I look fabulous for my age. But if I was 30 years younger, girl, me and you would be fighting right now.
All right, girl, look. I ain't even gonna do you like that now, lady.
Listen, no, you didn't get it. You didn't get what I just said. Now let's
work
with me.
I got it.
Me and this chick would be. You are gorgeous, son.
Don't go over my head now.
Being all.
You're being all knowledge.
You're being all what is that word you guys use? Or some people use humble about it. I like that. You are such a gorgeous young man. Yes, you are. And guess what? You do look like
Wise. In life, you got to learn to be humble, you know? There's always somebody out here a little better. I know I'm cute, though.
You are so humble. The way my daughter got the picture, she didn't put it in there this way. Well, actually, yeah, because right here, when it says all videos right here, you can see half your head. So that's the way it went in. That was the right way, yeah. But you do kind of look like, what's his name? My friend, I love him. Pyle. Yeah, you do look like him a little bit. More him. Definitely like the baby, but more him. Yeah, yeah. Your complexion, you look, actually, I thought you was more of a browner skin type guy.
Mm-hmm. I am brown.
No, you're pretty light there, bro.
But I don't like that. I don't like being light skinned.
Why not? What's the problem?
I caramelize myself.
Oh, are you serious? Or are you joking?
I ain't want to be a pretty boy.
It's too late. It's too late for that, bro. I'm sorry. It's 30 years too late. That's what you're talking about. Oh, my goodness. You're talking about, it's too late. Listen, you know what, young lady, I'm going to tell you this. You're not on here, but I am going to make sure that you hear this, okay? I understand what she was talking about. I understand. I understand. And then you got the voice of your voice is so, like, you're so, what's wrong? Good Lord.
All right, now, I'm going to start feeling like you're hitting on me now.
Huh?
Is you hitting on me?
Oh, no. I'm not the cougar no more. I'm done being the cougar. No, I'm not the cougar no more. Now, I tell you, maybe 20 years, I might hit on you then. Maybe 20 years. No, I ain't a cougar no more. I just think you're gorgeous, son. I really do. And the reason why I'm saying it to you is because... You talking? You really don't see. You're not. You're so humble. You are so humble.
Man, I've been through so much in my life, man. You know, it's no cocky bone in me. I'm just mellowed. I'm humble. Like I feed the homeless. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know. I'm all about giving back now. I didn't put out the troubles. I didn't do that. You know. I'm rewinding, remixing on them right now.
Well, knowledge, it ain't nothing but up for you from right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm
yes,
gonna put in a good work. After seeing you humble. Knowledge, after seeing you, I think that I'm going to talk to this person. I'm going to get with your manager as well. But I definitely need to talk with her because I need, if it's okay, I would like her to see you because I think that for what she's talking about, you're the perfect person for this part.
Okay.
So I'm going to give it to your manager first and get the clarification from her for me to do all that first. I need to talk with her and make sure, Kenya said, yes, it's okay, go ahead and do it. And once she tells me that, then I'll get with the person. And then I'll get back to Kendra. And then she'll get with you. Because after seeing you, I think that you're perfect for this part. I think that it would be, I think you would be so fly in this. Yeah. So I'm going to go way out for you on this one right here.
And I thank you. Even if I don't, I thank you for doing that for me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But I got to tell you something. How this worked really well was, you said, I actually, I sent a friend request. I didn't even know you sent it. I didn't, even if you said, like, when I promote and I see my celebrities, I really go back and be their friend or whatever. Sometimes they act, sometimes they don't. But if you said knowledge, I probably didn't pay attention too much to it. I'm going to be on Facebook like that. If you would not have said that, I would have never, ever went on your page. Trust me when I say that.
I like to, when I do stuff like this, I'm a networker, you know what I'm saying? So this ain't going to be my only time on your show.
All right.
Like, we gonna do this. I'm starting off here. It's me and you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to document this journey with me.
Yeah. Absolutely. If I'm going to follow with Kendra, I'm definitely coming on. I'm following on with you. You know how many times people have came on this show? I've got so many rappers down here that came on the show 4 or 5 times. They did not play. They was coming on and coming on and coming on, you know? And also, I think, I got to look at the email because I didn't see it, but I did ask your manager, is it okay for me to rotate your music? Because sometimes I just play music all day long.
Maybe I'm not meant to play me all day long. You can play me on repeat. You can skip me and then come back to me. However you want to play me, play me.
Yeah, I know. I want to give Kendra first. I never disrespect her. She was the one that brought you to the table for me. So I got to get with her first.
Yeah.
And then let her
know.
Yeah, she has to sign off on that, though.
Like structure.
Huh?
I said, I like structure. That's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah,
and
I have
I'm letting
her,
you know.
Yeah, she's going to have to sign off on it first and allow me to do that. Because
I'm
not getting in trouble for nobody's music, so everybody's music is going here. Yeah. I got about 50 people from Charleston Music on here, along with, you know, the God bless her soul, Aaliyah. You know, the regular people that I got on here. You know, the regular celebrities.
Yeah.
A lot of people from Charleston, so a lot of people from office on here. So I have to get permission from her to rotate it, you know, on the weekend. Sometimes I just go and play music and stuff like that. Yeah. So,
that's the big boss. I don't play with her.
She's little but big, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't play with her.
That's good.
I don't play with her.
She told me,
don't be late. I said, yes, ma'am. I'm here right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. So, you want to shout out a few people now from y'all listening? You know the whole conversation, right? The whole interview. I don't know about him. I don't know if he's gonna shoot a whole lot of people, but let's see. Knowledge. You got somebody you want to shout out?
I mean, I already shouted out Kendall 1,000 times because I'm very appreciative of everything that she's been doing for me. Like she had hope in me, and I ain't have hope in myself. I'd like to send a shout out to my mama, you know. I mean that's some mama boy stuff, but I don't care. Anybody, y'all can know, you know. She put up with this, with all this little wild dream that I got, you know. It's a wild dream, it's far fetched, but she put up with it, and she's invested, you know. Shout out to her boyfriend, Kev. You know, I got a lot of people to shout out. Shout out to my family because my family is pushing me. You know, it's not even my bloodline that I'm calling family. You know, it's the people that put loyalty in me and has guided me on this path that I'm on. And shout out to everybody. I ain't miss nobody.
And you know, you want to just say it that way, would you like to say
nobody the name? Can get mad at me because I ain't say their name. Shout out to everybody. You know, on Facebook, you can add all followers at everybody.
He said at everybody. That was a good one. I like that. Somebody else just came on. I'm not going to say your number or anything like that, but thank you for joining. I really appreciate you. I don't know who you are. If you want to ask a question, you can. All right. Thank you for coming on. This person looks like they're from a little out of town here. Yeah. Okay. Y'all don't know. I'm looking like, oh, is that an 84? That's it. Okay. Okay. But thank you for joining us. Okay. So you got your shout outs. You told everybody where they can find you at.
Man, y'all can find me on Facebook at Knowledge Quote, Instagram under HTF_knowledge. It's spelled exactly how it's supposed to be spelled. You can find me on Spotify under Knowledge Quote. You can find me on iTunes under Knowledge Quote. And you can find me everywhere under Knowledge Quote or Google Hustle Tree Family LLC. It's spelled exactly how it's supposed to be spelled.
All right. Now, if you have listened to my show.
Right like this.
If you listen to my show with your manager, you know that you can always go. A person can always go back and go on my blog and listen to this. If your manager requests it, I can send it to her. You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just so much where it'll be, you know, They'll be able to, you know, go back and look at what, listen. Once these ladies, I know you're on here. Oh, boy, your marriage is going to be in trouble. Once these young ladies, these beautiful ladies see your whole picture, they, oh, boy, Miss Kendra's going to be in a lot of trouble. I tell you, they're going to get on her nerves because she has such a humbling artist. I tell you, this is going to be good. This is going to be real good. This is going to be some good stuff. I love it. As long as it's nice and decent and, you know, all that good stuff. Okay, so listen, Knowledge, let's talk about something I may not have talked about that you want to tell us about. Let's talk about something you want to talk about.
Something I want to talk about. It's just how I can't really think about anything I want to talk about. Like, I thought you had all the questions, Ms. Lady.
I do. I gave them to you. I can give you some more. I just wanted to, you know, sometimes at the end, I normally, like, you know, try to be sure that I've said, you know, just about everything you wanted me to say or that needed to be said. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you kind of miss a question.
You did beautiful, man. You did beautiful. I got to talk about my business. I got to talk about what I got going. Hey, I'm satisfied, Miss Lady. We're going to do this again.
Okay. But listen, we can't leave off of here without your song, right?
Yeah, you got to play the other half.
No, we're going to play the whole thing over.
We're going to play the whole thing running.
Okay, we're going to play the whole thing over. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go ahead, fasten your seatbelts. We're going to go ahead and listen to Knowledge song, Slow Motion. I hope y'all ready. All right. Hell, I'm ready. Let's go.
Just playing with them on this one, yeah.
I wanted to start it over for you guys, okay? It's going to take a little bit of time for it to get on. It looks like, okay. All right, guys, a little bit of technical difficulties here. Y'all work with me. Hold on, guys. I got you. I had some noise back there.
Yeah, hey, don't worry about my
That you?
Yeah, it's me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now. Come on, song. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I don't know why this technical difficulties is coming up. Okay. Y'all work with me. Hold on. Please don't hang up. This song is so dope. Y'all not going to want to hang up. I'm trying to tell you. You're not going to want to hang up. Y'all better not. Y'all better not. We had it going at the beginning. I do see a few things going on here as to why it's doing that, but let me see if I can do it this way, guys. So please hold on. This song is too dope. Y'all can't do this to me. Y'all can't do this to me. Kendra ain't gonna kick my butt. Come all the way down here to Charleston. Hold on. Oh, thank y'all. Y'all still on. That's good.
Thank y'all for being patient, man.
They still on. All right. Looks like it's trying to come on right now, guys.
I hear it.
You can hear it?
Yeah, I hear it. It's low, though.
Oh, I tell you what, guys. This is what we're going to do. The manager. She wasn't playing. She wants to come on for a little bit. We're going to talk with her. Hold on. Let's look. All right. That's what I'm talking. Why you guys are so scared to come on?
Where the big boss at?
She coming right now. Hold on. Hold on here. Okay, hold on. I don't want to call no guests. What you talking about?
Hopefully I ain't in trouble.
You're not in no trouble. But it is.
I'm always in trouble.
I thought you said you was doing good. You was a good guy. What are you talking about now? What? Huh?
I'm always in trouble about something. I'm a troublemaker.
No. Kendra, how you feeling, darling?
Hey. Hey, everyone.
Can
you
hear me? Big boss.
Yeah, but you're good. Talk, baby.
Oh, that was a big boss, man. Hello?
Yeah, we here.
Talk.
Oh, yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm good. How's everyone?
Everybody's good. Everybody's still on. Well, I'm still trying to get this the record to play. I'm working with that while we're talking. But since you're on, I'm not going to get too much into it. I'm going to definitely do it on a business level. But I wanted to know if would you consider allowing me to talk to someone in regards to a movie about your artist? But is that something you can say at this time?
Of course. Listen, like I told you before, I work just as hard for my artists as I do for myself. So I want knowledge to go way beyond. Listen, I want him to go as far as he can go. I want the best for him. I really do. I tell him that every day. I want the best for him. I really do. And I will push him. I will strive and go do what I need to do. I want him to do film, because that's what he want to do on the, you know, outskirts. I know he love music, but he also want to do some acting on the outside too. So yes, of course.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that if the person, because of him being so far, if the person just taking on the strength of, you know, you or whatever, is that something you would consider? Like when I mean that, and I know I heard what you just said, but would you say a straight yes to it?
Yes, we'll make it work.
Okay. Well then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm still trying to get this music going. I don't know what happened here. However, you might as well go ahead and congratulate Knowledge right now, because he just got a leading part, okay, in a movie called Jenny. One of the dopest movies I ever written in my life. You understand? So y'all might as well tell her congratulations right now. Tell his manager congratulations. You are in there, okay? You are in the starting role. You feel me? There's no, you don't got to come in and do none of that. What do they call that thing? What do you guys call it? Kendra, I know when you go do your shows. Do you have to audition, Kendra?
Well, listen, you want me to be honest?
Please.
Listen, I've done so many to the point where it's just a word of mouth. And also sending my monologues, watching my page.
Right.
And so
that's
a lot of people, they're just like, you know, so they're just like, you know, I'm watching you. So so basically I just get mine from there. But, yeah, I have done some auditioning, but it's been virtual.
Gotcha.
But while we're on there, not to, you know, I'm not the type of person to take up anybody else's shine or anybody else's show. So I did kind of know. Listen, Knowledge. I did kind of know about you getting a part. I'm not going to lie about that. I did kind of know about this. Listen now. This not all. So that's not all the part of the surprise. Knowledge, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Knowledge. So I would like to congratulate you on getting that lead role. Also, my man Knowledge, my friend here, this has become my bestie, my friend, you know, but not only my artist, he's a real good dude, you know, he puts out really good music. So I really want to, you know, get him out there and congratulate him and build his brand for him. And, you know, also while I'm working on myself, I'm not a selfish person. Well, I also want to congratulate him. Everyone, please give him a big up. He just got a distribution deal. And I got the paperwork. We're ready to sign. You ready, baby?
Oh,
Let's go. You ready?
I'm ready. Yep, I'm
all
ready.
All right. I got the paperwork for you. Let's go.
Tonight,
you just got a lead role and a distribution deal. How you feel?
How
you feel?
Right now. Like, y'all want me to get sensitive on here and stuff, bro?
Put the thug thing down for a minute. Put the thug stuff down just for a second. Put it on the couch.
Nah, look, baby, that wall is up now. Y'all ain't going to get... I'll call Kendra after this. I'm crying in the car.
I want all the listeners to know it doesn't stop now. It does not stop now. It, from here on out, my artist, Mr. Knowledge Quote, listen, he is going places. It doesn't stop now. We sitting there, we've been working on a lot of stuff. He just don't know that he has a lot of great things coming for him. He doesn't even know. And I done told him this. He really knows because I done told him, and he know I keep my word.
Yeah.
So I just want you to know that it doesn't stop now. I got a whole bunch of things in store for you. Just know that. It doesn't stop. So these two things tonight, I want you to sleep on it. Sit on it. Because guess what? That's just a little taste. That's just an appetizer.
Yeah.
It gets better from here.
And I got to tell you something, Mr. Knowledge. She didn't take my offer at the beginning at first. She said, wait a minute. I'm serious. She said, wait a minute. I'll have to get back to you on that. Let me get my artist first. And this was way before you even knew it. So she didn't just take it just because of the way I said it. You know, like, you know,
that's my deal with Kendra, because she is strategic in how she moves. It's everything is a chess
you know?
Move. You know?
Yeah,
so,
she was not playing. I was like, okay.
Because that is my best friend. She knows stuff about me that everybody, you know, I wouldn't tell everybody else, but she on my side. That's what's up, man. Thank y'all, man.
Your manager's about her business. Now, how this is going to work, since I have you two guys on real quick, is the end, everything goes to her because she's under management. You're under management. What happens is that Kenzie gets the NDA, she has to send that back, and then she knows how to, then she'll get your contract. She'll read it over, I guess, with you. Y'all talk about it. Then she'll get back with me, and once she sends the contract back, then you'll go in the chat room, and you'll meet the girl that is playing your love interest.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, even before that, you and Kendra will have to talk with me on the phone. You know, we'll have a conference call, because I want to get you to tell you about the movie. You know, so you can understand what you're getting yourself into. And then, you know, and I normally like talking before you even sign the contract. So I tell you what, guys, let's set that up first, okay? Because I want to make sure, even though Kendra said yes, I want to make sure that you know what the movie's about. Because I try to give it a little bit, you know, on it so you can get it and you can understand it. You know what I'm saying? So whenever Kendra's ready, she'll let me know, and then we'll do the conference call, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. And even though she said yes already and you said yes already, I just want to, you know, just let you know what the movie's all about, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, but you have an amazing manager. You know, she's definitely doing her thing out here. I've never seen nothing like it. I got to tell you guys, I've never seen nothing like it. You understand? So,
If you got a person on your team that work when you sleeping, you got a good person on your side.
And that would be her, right?
That would definitely be her.
That would be her. I've just never seen a woman so. And you got a lot of them out here, guys. I don't want to disrespect nobody or anything like that. A lot of women out here working and doing their thing, but I don't be in contact with a lot of females. I would say this though: these women in Charleston work hard. I got to give it up to Charleston, South Carolina girls. They work very hard. They be going off down here, you know, doing their thing and stuff like that. And I want to give it out to all women as well. You know, so yeah. But anyway, with that being said, Kendra, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to put your artist on my show. I really appreciate you for that. I really appreciate him for that. You know, so thank you guys. Now, I'm going to get back to trying to get this music on. I think I know what happened, guys. We're going to try something here. Hold on. Nope, we didn't do it. Okay, so something went wrong. Hold on. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I know what happened.
I hear it again.
Is it loud enough?
No, it ain't loud though.
Okay, it wasn't the way it was when you first came on, right?
Nope.
Okay. Hold on. That song is so dope. Love it.
No, stop
being on the finger. You
can
hear me now?
I know she liked the way I put it in. Slow motion when we fucking up a minute. Yeah, she never felt this way about a nigga. Melting like chocolate, way I play the milk. Huh, don't really bite for baby, maybe nil. I wanna be the one to make you shake and shoot. Yeah, just keep on going till you hit your peak. Legs from the loop, got your body weak. Huh, know that you like the way I make your back beat. Let it go in deeper while I break your back in, yeah.
Number is a block number. It's people who call in don't want their numbers to be shown. They just want to be they just want to remain private on the internet.
I like your style.
I got you. Ask my celebrity a question. Go ahead. He's on here.
Yeah, I wanted to find out what the show is about because I took a look at your page and it says, you know, with knowledge, quote. So I like to talk about relationships and politics. So I was wondering if that's what you guys were going to be talking about.
No,
sir.
Actually,
no,
did you want to answer that? Knowledge?
No, sir. I'm promoting my album, my music.
Knowledge?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, he asked you the question. Did you hear him?
Yeah, I said, no, sir. I'm a musician. We're talking about my album.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll let you guys get back to the show.
Okay.
So good luck to you, and take care
right.
Now. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. We're going to get back to the song. I like that knowledge. I like it.
I'm just playing with him on this one, yeah.
Like the way I make your back beat. Let it go in deeper while I break your back in, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Slow
break your back in. Daddy going deeper when I break your back in.
She like the way I put it in. Slow motion when we fucking up a minute. Yeah, she never felt this way about a nigga. Melting like chocolate, way I play the milk. Huh, don't really fight for baby, maybe nil. I wanna be the one to make you shake and chill. Yeah, just keep on going till you hit your peak. Legs from the loop, got your body weak. Huh,
know that you like the way I make your back beat. Then it gon' leave her while I break your back in. Yeah, hey, hey, hey.
You know what? Actually, the thing I was telling you about, I'm going to ask your management again, is ask Kendra, can I rotate your music? Kendra, did you write that for me when you sent in an MP3 to Renee?
I don't think Kendra's on here anymore.
She is.
I'm sorry, I'm at work,
okay.
You guys.
Yeah, no, did you send it in to where I can keep this on rotation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you wrote it in the email?
Yes, ma'am, I confirmed it. I sure did, and I also confirmed it on a posting, so it not only yourself, but the I have witnesses, it's on a post.
Okay, I'm just making sure. All right, so with that being said, I can go ahead. Like this weekend when I play music, because I play music and I can just continue to play your music, continue to play it as I play it. Say that again?
Yes, ma'am. Play it
okay,
as much as you need to.
I really appreciate that. And also, the other songs that you had, it was one other song that you sent me that I told you I liked it. Is that any way you guys can send that to me as well? Because I just want to let you know, people gave me 4 or 5 different songs. And I took them, because I'm trying to help you people out. So is there any way you guys can send me more songs? Like at least a couple more, please.
I can get you whatever you need.
Yes, send me a couple of more songs. Kendra's already said, yes, I can play them. And when you get into Kendra, upload them. I'm going to upload them. I want to play more than just one.
Okay.
Okay? What? All right.
Yeah.
Kendra, can I send you
my favorites off the album.
Please do. Yeah, of course. Kendra, can I go ahead and continue with the interview and put you off the live part?
Yeah, go ahead and do what you got to do.
All righty. I didn't want to get rude. I don't want you to come all the way up here and beat my butt. I don't want you to kick my you-know-what. This is going to be great. So, yes, send it into your management knowledge and get your ones you want me you want to hear you want everybody to hear and if you send 3 I'll pay all 3. If you send 4 people is really, they was not playing, they sent me like 4 or 5 different songs, because they know I'm gonna play it. You're not sending them for nothing, what I mean? So they definitely know that. Yeah. So anyway, I want to ask again, is there anybody besides the gentleman that I thought that was from overseas? Because usually he said that was a block number, but there was a time when that was overseas. And I used to get some overseas calls, and I promise you, I was so excited. I was like, overseas, wow. But I guess he said it was a block number. Is there anybody else on here, guys, that want to ask any questions? Ladies, I'm going to sit and wait. Not too long, but I'm going to sit and wait. Chat room if you want to. Deliver the message, or you can go on his Facebook, because that's where you went in the first place. Talk to me, people. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We got some. Oh, this is getting beautiful. This is beautiful. All right. Let's go. Hold on. There's another person.
Hello?
Hold on. Hello? What's your name?
Hello?
Where are you from? Can you hear me, darling?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I could. Go ahead. Stop. I'm listening.
Okay, this Candy Rain. I was calling to ask knowledge a question.
What's up, Candy?
I'm going to be honest. It took me a long time to figure out how y'all could hit me, because I've been on for like 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little slow. I'm sorry.
Well, nah, you actually got to accept you up here and probably,
I just want to say, by the way, you know that song, Gas, right? You know that song, Fire?
The song, Fire?
Yeah, that song
is
Fire.
I appreciate that.
And Miss Sandra, thank you for accepting my call.
Oh, no, you know what happened, darling? What it is that the reason why you were sitting on there that long, because when the too many calls come on, you must was all the way down and I couldn't see it, so I couldn't roll it up. But thank you for, because it must have went down and then you came up. I didn't even see it.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm on there now.
You sure are. Aren't you supposed to be coming up, Mama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Continue with your question.
I just want to acknowledge, do you see, like, me, knowledge, like, do you see that, do you see me and you in more, doing more songs in the future, like, just the one, other than just the one we got?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to do more music, because, you know.
The songs that we play with, I like the vibration that we create together. So, yeah, of course.
Yes, that's what's up. And how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music. I got to count on my fingers. Hold on.
Go ahead.
I've been doing music for probably like 15 years, I would say. 15, 16, probably a little bit more.
Okay.
I started young.
Okay,
this is where
it started, though, really.
I started recording. My first recording was on a karaoke machine, a tape karaoke machine.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I've been playing with music a long time. Before I've been
serious. Is this still on there? I was going to say, what's up to Kendra, too?
She's on there, but she's not on live with you guys, but she's on. But you can say something to her, but she won't be able to reply back.
Okay, okay. What's up, Kendra? What's up? But now it's another question.
Yes.
Do you see yourself doing, like, a more reggae kind of thing, like, song?
Yes, and it's funny that you brought that up, because that is actually my favorite genre of music.
Right. You
like,
give me a vibe
when
with
it
your
comes
voice.
To when it comes to happy music, I'm playing reggae.
Okay,
that's
right. You give that vibe with your voice, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, like reggae is my favorite genre. Even though I create rap music, that's my go-to music.
Right.
So I really feel like the music that I do come out with is most soulful because of the fact that I listen to reggae, but I just put it in a rap spin.
Right.
You know, got to understand my metaphors and everything that I really speak within my music to understand why I say that.
Yeah. Because it's your voice, too. Like, you get that vibe. You know what I'm saying? Well, I want to hear more from you and everything, but you know how life goes. Life be life, and I'm going to get off this line with y'all. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you for watching it. All right,
thank
it's been my pleasure. Thank you, darling. All right. We got another one of Kendra Artists. I tell you, this is getting good. That's coming on tomorrow. All right. Listen, we're on a roll right now, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. This is so fly. I love it. So listen, Knowledge, the time is rolling down, and I want to get some stuff going on here a little bit, because I want to get to the end of this music. Well, actually, it's just re-going, it's on replay, you know. So everybody that's listening, once again, I want to shout out Kendra, their manager. She's doing an amazing job. You know, I've never seen nothing like it. And we got, so far, she's going to... She's gotten the guys on the show, and Knowledge is going to be the leading starring role in a movie that I wrote, and he's going to be in it. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You know, Kendra said yes to that. So I can't wait to see what more of her artists are going to do. I don't know what kind of surprise we got for her. The artist is coming on tomorrow, you know? We don't know. You never know. Yeah,
hey,
we never know. You never know. But I don't know what else Kendra got going on for them. I know she got a lot of greatness going on for them, but I just want to say that I'm glad to be a part of anything that you guys do, because this lady goes so hard for you, and just as she does herself, and I just love it. So I'm so happy to be here with you guys and to be able to play your music and to be able to interview you and to be able to put you in, you know, my movie and all that good stuff. Thanks to Kendra. Thanks to God, you know, and thanks to you guys as well. So
I just had to say this is not going to be our last conversation on your show. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to spin this.
Well, we're going to keep rolling on the show, but you have to come down here to do the movie.
We're really going to see you then. Yeah. Then we can do something live then.
You know what? You might be talking. And guess what? Oh, man, wait a minute. Now y'all got me going. I am the person, of course. Now you got me going. You know,
That's all I do. That's a part of my business too. Is the idea maker. I just throw out ideas.
Yeah. Well, I want to share this with you and your manager on live. I'm going to do it right here. When I do movies, I pick the persons that do the soundtracks. You understand?
Uh-huh.
I'm the one that says who do the soundtracks, and everybody got control of the soundtracks to the movie. Only thing I'm going to say on here is you never know, right?
You never know.
I just started with Jenny. I have no one have chosen.
We're going to just talk on the back end about that. That's something I've been trying to get into, too.
Okay.
I'm trying to make money in a million ways, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, you got to tap into every source. As an independent artist, there is no miss money. You have no chance of missing money. Like you can't miss money.
Got that right. So I always tell this to everybody. You know, musicians that are actors in my movies, because most of the actors that are in my movies are rap artists. That's in there. Yeah, and each of them have the ownership of the soundtrack to the movie. You know? Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
And I was just, just throwing it at you and your manager. I know she's still on here because I see her number. And even your other, artist that she has is going to be coming on tomorrow.
Yeah.
But, no, I wanted to throw that out there because I said you never know. You never know. You just never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
That's why I said we're going to talk about it back in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, guys, I got to tell you something. I had so much fun. It took me a long time to get Kendra's artist. At first, y'all, I went, he don't want to talk to me, And then when he started talking, we got to all that good stuff. It was a wonderful, wonderful time talking with you. This interview was amazing.
Yes.
Her other artist came on.
Your vibration is so high.
Yeah,
your aura gives me a purple.
Oh, thank you. And then
other
artist came on and she supported y'all, and that was this is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a team effort, man. A lot of people don't understand that. You know, being an independent artist, it takes a team.
It does.
Nobody really does it by themselves. They self made, but they don't do it by themselves.
Exactly. That's facts.
It's facts.
That definitely is facts, yes. So, listen, once again, this was a pleasure. I thank your whole family. I'm calling Kendra and the other lady your family, because that's what y'all are.
Yes,
and
they are friends.
Yeah, and thank you for coming on, and wanting to rock and roll with me. I appreciate that. Now, Charleston, South Carolina. Huh?
I said I appreciate you.
You're so welcome. Charleston, South Carolina, I see y'all on here. I did not forget about you guys. Thank you so much for supporting me. I seen that you guys had hit up I'm gonna shut up in a second here, and let you talk to everybody for just a second. But I just want to thank the people here because they really just supported me on Facebook, and a good bit of them are on here. Some other people I don't know where you came from, but thank you so much. I see them 917 numbers. Thank you so much because y'all came on my show last week. So thank you. You guys are fabulous. I really appreciate it. All right, go ahead and talk to them a little bit here.
Yeah, I just like to thank everybody for tapping in.
with me and my girl, man. We'll be back on this show. Y'all just make sure y'all tap in with me on Facebook and Instagram. Again, my Facebook is Knowledge Quote. My Instagram is HTF_knowledge. And y'all can look up my music everywhere under Knowledge Quote or Hustle Tree Family LLC, because that's the label.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, once again, thank you guys. I really appreciate it. This is Cindy with the Cindy Wilson Blog Radio Talk Show. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take this out with Slow Motion, Mr. Knowledge, all right? And hopefully a lot of you guys are going to meet him here in Charleston. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a good night.
Just playing with him on this one, yeah.
Like the way I make your back beat, they going deeper while I break your back in, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Slow motion when we do it, ain't no need for rushing. Baby girl, don't worry, yeah, we locked in, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that you like the way I make your back beat.
She like the way I put it in. Slow motion when we fucking up a minute. Yeah, she never felt this way about a nigga. Melting like chocolate, way I play the milk. Huh, don't really bite for baby, maybe nip. I wanna be the one to make you shake and shift. Yeah, just keep on going till you hit your peak. Legs from the loop, got your body weak. Huh,
know that you like the way I make your back beat. Daddy going deeper while I break your back in, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Slow motion when we do it, ain't no need for rushing. Baby girl, don't worry, yeah, we locked in, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that you like the way I make your back beat.
Vibing right, even though it's wrong, I know it feels so right. Yeah, me and you, we just two twin flames, running around the world looking for certain things. Yeah, I know you feeling me, I'm feeling you too. I really like the way you make your body move. So seductive when you watch me, when you suck it, make me come back for more of it. Huh?
Know that you like the way I make your back beat. Daddy going deeper while I break your back in, yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Slow motion when we do it, ain't no need for rushing. Baby girl, don't worry, yeah, we locked in, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that you like the way I make your back beat. Daddy going deeper when I break your back in, yeah. Hey. Hey, hey, hey. Slow motion when we do it, ain't no need for rushing. Baby girl, don't worry, every last thing, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have a good night, y'all.